Here's Paul.
Hi, Paul. Good morning. This is Emma from Local Splash.
How you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm just returning your phone call. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, to hear that. Yes, what's going on? How can I assist?
So how, what are we, so do we have any ads going right now, or do we need to replenish?
Good question. I see that Google Ads is still part of your subscription, although we are, let me see, if, yeah, Google Ads is running, sir. It's been running for quite some time now, and we're halfway through the month, so we're expecting that half of the budget is already also maxed out.
Yeah, that's what I was asking about. Because the 300 is already budgeted out, isn't it? Isn't it done?
Well, we put in a limit of $7 per no, not actually $10 per day. So it
right.
will continue. Yeah, it will run, but limited.
So is it still running now, or?
Well, I could not see how many people have clicked on the ads for today. However, if someone clicked on it twice already, then most likely it's gone for the day. It will resume tomorrow.
Okay, so let's go on and up that to 800.
It sounds like a plan. So that's additional $500, almost double the original amount. So that's like tripling it. Okay, and then $800. Are we going to charge this in the same card and file?
Yeah, the same account.
The American National. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you thought about Facebook ads too? We've talked about it before. So I'm just...
Yeah, I just didn't know how we get there yet. I mean, I have a Facebook page. Can you see if you can find it?
Well, first, even if it's visible to the public, not unless you have access to it or someone has access to it, and
okay.
that someone would be able to add us, we will not going to be able to do anything. So it's important to know if, do you have access to that page or... Does someone have access to this page?
Yeah, my wife does, but I think it's all on her Facebook stuff. So
yeah, most likely it's linked.
Can we create a new one or no?
Well, we can definitely create a new one. However, if your existing page is well managed and it has like good number of reviews, for a good number of followers or likers, we would recommend using that page. However, if there are no reviews, no posts, it's like it's a page that exists but it's not managed, then I don't think there's a difference. People just go ahead and create a new one.
Yeah, because I know it's under her Facebook stuff as well, and it's really not just out there where everybody can see it. Only people that she knows can see it.
Okay, I see. Well, if that's the case, then it would be better if we can just go ahead and create a new business Facebook page. If I may ask, do you have a personal Facebook account or no?
I don't do anything with any of that online.
Okay. No. I see. If that's the case, sir, again, although it's not required, but if someone from your side would want to be added to the page, then we will need that someone's personal Facebook link. I'll send you an email with the instructions on where to find that link. So you might want to ask your business partner, maybe your wife, if she wants to be on the page. If not, then that's okay.
Yeah. Probably I would just like to just create it for Peaks Plumbing. I don't want anything to do with my wife. I'm just not a big believer of, you know, you get all these bad reviews and good reviews, and it's just, if they don't like you, they give you bad reviews, and I kind of stay out of that circle, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, that's why I think I've seen my Facebook page once. And I think there's 600 or 700 likes on it, but that's from her side. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Personal people and, you know, and stuff like that. So, I just don't know how to go about, you know, putting something on face. I just don't want it. It's just like TikTok, right? You know, if you put something on there and a bunch of people don't like it, it can hurt you as much as it can help you.
Yes, sir. Exactly. All right, so it's okay if you don't really want to, like, be more involved about Facebook. For Facebook ads, that's okay. The ads can run even if you're not in it or even if your wife will not going to be in it.
We'll talk about it and see. Like I said, I'm just the old-time guy, and I'm not a big, you know, I hear all these people where they get bad, you know, people don't like things, and, you know, that's just not me, you know, because I don't handle it really too good. So my response to it probably wouldn't be too good, which would just start a little war, you know. And I'm a plumber, right? I don't deal with the crap.
Yes, sir. Well, we do things we're good at, so you can continue to be a good plumber and we'll take care of your marketing. Now, for the Facebook ads, you mentioned last time that we can use the pictures on your website, correct? Do you have new pictures you want us to use specifically for Facebook, or do you want us to just choose from the website?
Yeah, you've already done so at all. It kind of looks the same.
Okay. And then also, you want them to call you directly, right? Not like filling out a form? Okay, phone call.
Yeah, phone call.
And how much do you have for this Facebook ad? Are you okay with the $200 as originally planned, or what?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So that's $200 for Facebook, and then additional $800 for Google Ads. Just to be very clear about this, you have an existing Google Ads budget of $300. So are we only adding $500 today, so by the next time it replenishes, it will be a total of $800 for Facebook ads. $800 for Google ads.
Let's do this. Let's do $800 today and $200 for the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 27th, give me a call, and then we'll see how everything kind of does.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a plan, and then that's also going to be, or 27th. Let me see. That's two.
Yeah, because everything renews
a week
on the
23rd. Yes, that's right. Okay, so let's go ahead and do that. But just to really set proper expectations, as I have previously explained, for Facebook ads, it could take about 3 days minimum. It could also take about 5 days, depending on the work due, for it to go running. But for the Google Ads budget, we'll have it adjusted within the day, okay? I'll submit your request to get it adjusted as early as today.
And how long would it be? How long do you think it would stay with the 800, okay? How long do you think it's going to stay on each day?
Let me go ahead and check if we've got new paper. Let me see the current rate, okay, so we can estimate how long will it stay. Hold on. Let me go back to that page.
We're on the 17th, so that'd be 10 days before it renews.
Mm-hmm. No, that looks like $800. That looks like a very good budget. But let me just go back to that page where I can actually see it. Hold on. 0145. Okay. So with an additional $800 budget, with 10 days left, so that's 25. We have about $60 per day remaining in the next 10 days, or that's like the budget. And then the current average per click, it's at 3.38. So we have about 17 clicks per day. And currently we only have about 2 or 3 clicks per day. So imagine how long the ads will stay.
Right,
and
right.
That again would give you a really good number of views, audiences, and will make sure that it turns into clicks or actual prospects.
So yeah, before we renew it, just call me and I'll kind of give you an update of how many spam I get. I'm starting to get people looking for work now too. I've had 2 of those in the last couple of days.
Oh, okay. All right. So yes, sir, don't worry. On the 27th, what time do you want me to call you back on that day?
Any time you want.
Okay. So, right. Well, if in case you will miss my phone call, you can send me a text message, okay? And I'll be sure to call you back. So I'll run the $8,000 charge on the billing information 800. That we have.
800? You said 8,000.
I'm sorry, 800. 800, that's for Google Ads, and then 200 for Facebook, right?
Right, and you're going to charge that today?
Yes, sir. So that's a total of $1,000.
Okay.
Okay, all right. And then expect that I'll call you back on the 27th, and then we'll revisit where you're at and then review the campaign in general, okay?
Yeah, because we may not have to renew anything until the middle of next month. Let's just see how this all runs. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay, all right. Sounds like a plan. Do you have any other questions before I let you go today?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, if anything, call, text, email, or chat through the client dashboard for immediate assistance, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. You stay safe, and you have a good one.
Okay,
goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Now.